The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now, there's a new group called Sober Socials, which is a community for women who are not drinking, sober curious, or are looking to meet like-minded people who still want to have fun adventures without alcohol being at the centre. Great for Dry January. Here to tell us about it are the founders, Em and Lou. Welcome to the studio.
Hi there.
Hi, thanks, Selena. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. So where did this start, guys? Whose idea was it?
Well, you know, I think it was a mutual idea. Emma and I met through Coastal Women and, you know, we just had this great spark and shared passion for living a life alcohol-free. And so I think it was just the second time we actually got together and we were just so energized by this feeling. We were like, hey, you know, let's start a community and get more women like us together to celebrate the joy and the happiness of being alcohol-free.
Absolutely. I think both of us absolutely felt that, but also we felt that actually it was quite hard to meet other people who were in a similar situation. And so both of us have maybe been consciously or subconsciously been looking for other people in a similar situation and not finding it very easy to meet other people. So we kind of thought, well, there must be other people that feel exactly the same way as we do, knowing that, you know, particularly this part of Spain has got a lot of people that are very conscious about their well-being. Health and fitness is becoming increasingly more front and centre for people's minds. So there must be other people that are looking to meet other people as well that, you know, maybe exploring their relationship with alcohol or whatever it might be. So let's start something and see where it goes.
And have you found that there are a lot?
There is a great interest, absolutely. You know, we've had several events already. We've had Mocktail and Mingle, which was great. It was really good fun. We've had activity events, walking, and yeah, there's lots of interest. Absolutely. Yeah,
I think there's been a lot of people, every time we bring it up, lots of people get really energised and want to talk about it and start talking about and raising questions and thinking about, oh gosh, I've been thinking about, you know, about my relationship with alcohol, or I've been considering this or X, Y, and Z. So it's kind of maybe pricking something that's maybe not been front of mind for people, but it's certainly opened a conversation with lots of people. And the other thing that's been really interesting is like the media have just really jumped on it. We've had a lot of interest from the print media, from TV, from Talk Radio Europe as well. And it's kind of sparked an interest in people that there's something new, there's something that people want to explore. And the fact that we're talking about sober and being kind of loud and proud about it is quite an innovative concept, I think, for people. So I think it's something that's maybe, I wouldn't quite go as far as maybe saying captured people's imaginations, but it's certainly something that people are wanting to talk about a bit more. And it's certainly creating a bit of a buzz, which is great.
I think you're right. I think there's definitely a new attitude. A few years ago, you think if you were out somewhere and someone said, oh, well, I'm not drinking, you think, well, they're either pregnant or they've got a problem with alcohol. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily that. Some people just say, well, I don't really want to drink anymore for whatever reason. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
No. Absolutely. No, I definitely would agree with that. I think, though, a lot of people think that there is judgment around that. And that's certainly what kept me stuck in carrying on drinking for many years, because I was worried what people might be thinking about me. And some people might make judgments or preconceived ideas about what that's about. But that's not in my control. It's up to someone else what they think about me. But I do think increasingly people are certainly younger generations are kind of thinking, well, I'm going to do what works for me. It doesn't really matter about anyone else's experience. I've got to live my experience. And certainly that was my experience when I reached my 40s. It's like I've got to live my life for me rather than doing it what was expected of me. And we're all about normalising. We don't have to explain ourselves. We're certainly not judging people that are drinking alcohol. We're just doing what's right for us and kind of liberating that decision that we normalising not drinking alcohol as much as drinking alcohol.
I think that, you know, we're changing the narrative. It's not about giving up. It's not about what you're giving up. It's about everything that there is to gain about living alcohol-free, you know, mental and physical health, general well-being. You wake up more energised. better sleep. There's so many benefits, and it's great when we meet women that are also unmet, and guys as well. By the way,
is it just women?
We've had questions about that. Is it just for women? And actually, no, it's not. It's for guys as well. So it's the great conversations to be had. So
I think the idea of sober socials is great, because I do find, I've spoke to Em about this before, I've done Sober October, and I did Dry January. I didn't do it this year, I'll be honest with you, but it was difficult because most of my social circle are drinkers, and so I was the only one not drinking, and I could see them getting drunker and drunker, and when you're the sober one, it's not easy. So I think with sober socials, if everyone is having a party but not drinking alcohol, then everyone's in the same boat. So it makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's not to say that everyone that comes to our events is, you know, completely teetotal, never drinks. They might just want to come for that particular event and try it, or they might do it for a month, or like you say, you know, for as part of Sober October or Dry January. It's about just experiencing life in a different way and experimenting with what works for you. And I do think that people are maybe just thinking a little bit differently about their relationship with alcohol, and thinking about how it maybe makes them feel, and not having to maybe justify themselves as much. You wouldn't have to justify, if you gave up smoking, you wouldn't have to say, I've
very
given
true.
Up, you know, why have you given up smoking? It's like, just kind of having a slightly different conversation and not having to explain ourselves. And, you know, there's plenty of ways of going out and having fun and enjoying yourselves, even if you are going out with people that are drinking. But it's so much nicer, because I feel like the people that we do connect with, we just automatically seem to get on really well with each other, because we've just experienced and out for living a life in a different way, and we want to have fun and we want to have all the health benefits. And that's been a great part of what we've created so far.
And what's your next event then, Lou?
Right, so our next event is on the 30th of January, and it's Burgers and Beats. It's going to be basically at the fabulous Urban Chai here in San Pedro.
Love Urban Chai.
Yeah, it's so good. The food is such a great, cosy venue, excellent food. And we've got DJ Paul Hutchinson, who's going to be playing classic house tunes, so we're super excited about this, you know, because, you know, it's not, you know, being a non-drinker, it can be perceived as being quite boring, but just a minute, let's just say this is quite brave, because it's like, you know, we're turning left when everyone else is turning right, you know. So this event promises to be absolutely loads of fun, and we just can't wait for it. It's
absolutely.
And have Urban Chai agreed to only sell non-alcoholic drinks?
They are, yeah, absolutely. The people that come along, we're going to be, it's part of the ticket price. We're doing two alcohol-free drinks are included, and they're absolutely 100% on board. They're very excited about doing this. And it's one of the reasons we're doing it as well, is obviously it's part of Dry January, but also to be the first ever, I don't know if you've seen on Instagram, the whole coffee shop dance party trend that's been happening in other places across the world. Yeah, if you see on Instagram, if you look for coffee shop rave or coffee shop dance party, there's lots of these happening all over the world. So we are bringing the first one to Spain. I think it's probably the first one to Spain that's actually sober as well. So, we're really excited about that. And, just meaning that you can go out and have fun and enjoy yourselves. It doesn't have to, alcohol doesn't have to be there. Some people maybe feel a little bit conspicuous dancing, but if we're all not drinking, we're all dancing, it's going to be some great tunes. So I'm really looking forward to it.
It sounds great. Now, a conversation that we had when I was talking to you about last year's Dry January is that I couldn't think of what to drink. You know, I couldn't drink water. I was thinking, shall I have Diet Coke? But that's not very good for you. There isn't much to drink, but you've very kindly bought me in Jimba.
That's right.
So what's Jimba then?
So Jimba, which you can get in a number of places in Spain, often health food shops, there's a couple of different options. One is like a ginger concentrate mixed with lemon and herbs that you can mix with sparkling water or tonic water, or make your own kind of cocktails with them, and have it hot or cold.
Ooh.
But what you've got in your hand, Selena, is the canned version, which is a mixture of the ginger, lemon and herbs with a sparkling kind of twist to it. And they talk about it giving you a kick, so it really does kind of wake you up.
Natural buzz.
Yeah, absolutely natural buzz, 100%.
Without the fuzz, the morning after fuzz.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It. Yeah, you don't lose a day.
Yeah. So, it's got a great flavour. We love it. And, yeah, we're really trying to encourage to get more brands, more non-alcoholic drinks available because, yeah, it doesn't have to be just you drink, like you say, a Coke or a water. There's so many other options that we can explore. And we're fortunate that zero beers are very widely available now. But there's so many other, I came back from the UK after Christmas. The choice there is amazing. I think Spain's probably a little bit behind, but there's certainly lots of opportunities to do more. And there are some venues that are doing a great job in bringing other drinks in as well. But yeah, we can make our own drinks. We can have lovely decorated drinks. I say it's really important to have a nice glass. It's really nice to decorate your drinks. And we do that if you were making an alcoholic drink. But just because we're not drinking doesn't mean we can't do the same thing and make it something special that we enjoy as well.
Yeah, I often have a Ribena at night and put it in a wine glass and pretend it's red wine because I don't drink during the week, but I do at the weekends. I was actually out with a friend of mine on Friday, and she's doing Dry January, and she had a non-alcoholic gin and tonic. And I said, how did you know that we were in an Indian restaurant. I said, how do you know that they sold them here? She said, they sell them everywhere, non-alcoholic gin. And I didn't know that. So if I fancy a sober social night, that's what I could have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Idea.
Yeah, definitely.
So you've done the mocktail event, you're doing the burger beats. What's next then after that? Have you got any more plans?
Yeah, February we're going to have a walk and a coffee pit stop in Cavajal Beach. We did have that in December, but unfortunately it was lashing down with rain, so we had to cut out the walk part, but we had a lovely time just getting together, a big laugh, just mince pies, Santa's hats. We really don't take ourselves too seriously, and I think that's about just like being authentic about who you are and what the joy of life. Share that passion of gratitude. Exactly. So it's great to get together with those kind of like-minded
people. Definitely.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things about, certainly since I've been not drinking, is that I just feel more myself, that I don't have to pretend to be anything else. And maybe drinking sometimes can be a masquerade for other things, other issues that are going on. Just being in company with other people that I could just be myself and feel comfortable with that. Certainly the events that we've done so far, it's been a really lovely environment, hasn't it? And everyone's welcome. You don't have to conform to any, particular prescription or anything like that. It's just everyone's welcome to come as you are, zero judgment, zero explaining. And everyone, we're all in it together. We do online events, we do in-person events. So yeah, just anyone that wants to get in touch and wants to get involved, there's no limits to what we can do. And we've got lots of plans and hopes and dreams for this year and beyond.
And how do they do that? How do they get in touch and find out dates of events and things?
Yeah, we've got a website, sobersocials.es, and you can sign up for our free newsletter there, on there. And obviously we're on social media as well, on Instagram and Facebook at sobersocials.es. And if anyone wants to email us as well, we'd love to hear from you. hello@sobersocials.es.
Great stuff. Em and Lou, you've proved that you can have fun without drinking. Thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thanks
very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.